You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
To check out the complete replay of Kid Craddock in the Morning, log on to KidNation.com and click on the podcast or webcam. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
You can text the show, Kid Nation. Same phone number we gave you to call the show. We'll take your first world problems here coming up, but real quick, got a message on the text for Kelly Raspberry.
Yes.
Kelly.
What?
I am not an idiot. I ride my hoverboard, but really never tried to show off. I actually get bored. So yeah, from Cameron.
Yeah, Cameron.
A.K.A. Daddy. P.S. I'm not fat.
All right.
Read the rest of it. Read his age.
I'm 15 and fit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it's a teenager thing.
I get that. I really don't have a problem with kids.
Talking
about grown adults.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Talking about the
grown adults with kids.
What's the cutoff for the hoverboard?
15.
15?
Yeah.
I think I see more guys. It's between guys in their mid-20s to 30, and then teenagers is what I've been seeing a lot of. But before it was mostly grown adults, before it hit big during Christmas.
I'm trying to think of something that women do at 15, maybe up to 21.
Yeah,
whatever.
I wear really short jean shorts, and I'm 30. It's fine.
Okay, so what's the cutoff?
Cutoffs?
No pun intended.
Cutoffs.
Yeah, cutoff or cutoffs and showing your belly button and stuff like that. There's just certain things that when you reach a certain age, and it's a little different for everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know, you look ridiculous anymore, I guess.
Here's the thing with it. If you're cool with it and it makes you happy, don't worry about what other people think. that's what it boils down to.
I don't know if that always applies.
Well, Jenna, if you...
That's not really great advice.
You like your jeans. You still wear your jeans. If you listen to people judging you about wearing your jeans, you wouldn't wear them.
No, but sometimes you should listen to the judgment. Sometimes the judges are right. Sometimes if everybody's telling you something and you're the only one, but it makes me happy.
No, this is my thing, though, with Big Al, though. Because he'll tell it to me. He'll tell me how much he wants to punch me in the face when I ride mine. But Ricky Smiley, who's on Dish Nation with us.
Well, you're not Ricky Smiley.
Right, but he's riding his everywhere.
Yeah.
Even at the hotel. And Al does not mention, oh, Ricky, that's cool, man. That's so dope, man.
No, he can't.
But for Ricky, that's cool.
He doesn't know Ricky like that.
He's comfortable making fun of
you. You're my brother. I won't say that to the dude in my apartment building either.
But you don't know.
I said, hey, what's up? How you doing? But, you know, you're my brother. Yeah. I love you. So, you know, it's a compliment.
It's the brotherly pick on.
Brotherly love.
Yeah, y'all. I got you. Oh, there you go. There you go, Cameron. We let you. Kelly doesn't think it's you. It's me. It's not you, Cameron. It's me she's talking about. First world problem time. Our phone number is 800-KID live.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Oh, we're getting some good ones on the text here, like this one. Sometimes my robotic vacuum gets stuck under the fridge, and I have to get up off the couch and get it unstuck.
Mm.
Hashtag first world problem. That's
I
from
get
Jill.
That. Yeah. Because you bought it, so you don't have to get up.
Being lazy takes a lot of extra work sometimes.
Those things are expensive, too.
This guy told me yesterday, best gift I ever got, because he's got a dog.
Yeah.
Was that Rumba?
Roomba.
And so I'm looking at his dog. He goes, now my dog chases the Roomba. So the dog is getting the hair off the floor, but the dog is chasing the Roomba, leaving more hair. I don't think I said that right.
No. We got it.
You got it, though.
This one's from Cody.
Yeah.
I didn't win the Powerball, so I'm going to work today.
I'm so glad.
Hashtag first world problem.
I'm so glad. You guys, it's going to be the biggest jackpot ever on Saturday night's drawing, over $600 million. Yeah.
I guess I'll break down and buy one.
I forgot too.
This is from Ashley. When you're watching a show and get really into the episode and Hulu stops working, hashtag first world problems.
I feel this one from Niall. I ran out of hummus, but still have carrot and pepper sticks left over. You always run out of the dip before the vegetable.
Yeah. I have one.
All right.
I bought that Amazon Fire Stick, which works with the internet.
Yeah.
And my internet is not strong enough, so all the shows I was just buffer. Hashtag first world problems.
Yeah, you gotta get that high speed.
I thought I had the good high speed, Jenna. We're paying enough for that.
At least $40, $50 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably a little bit more. I thought we got like the super good one because it was, I don't know what's wrong with my house. Another one from the text. Hey, my name's Jen, and the other day while I was driving, the sun created a glare off of my diamond ring, and I thought it was a cop car. So I pulled over.
That is serious.
I hashtag first world problem.
Blinded by my diamond.
Oh, that is great. All right, funny. Let's go to the phones here.
All right. 800-543-3548.
Doing first world problems. We're kicking it off with Hannah. What's going on, Hannah?
Hi.
Hey.
So our seat warmers in our car are too warm, and so no matter how warm it is outside, it always feels too cold.
Mm. So your seat warmers are too hot.
Yes. So no matter how cold it is outside, even if it's like 80 degrees outside, whenever we step outside, it always feels freezing cold.
Because your butt is that warm.
Yes.
That's the most confusing first call. I can't wrap my head around that.
Her
butt's like, so warm.
If she turned them on when it was like 80 degrees and she stepped out of the car, it'd feel cold outside.
That's how hot those things are. I get it now.
Come on. I feel you.
I was.
I'm picking up what you're dropping now, girlfriend.
That one.
I got it.
I'm picking up what you're dropping
now. All right.
Yeah, you got to get those cars that have like the 3 level of the heat.
Oh, I love it. I just want my butt to burn.
So you want Hannah's car.
Save that.
Yeah, you want Hannah's car.
I do.
I want options. I want one, two, or three. I usually go with two.
I don't have seat warmers. I plug in a heated blanket. I have one that plugs into the cigarette lighter.
That's interesting.
A heated blanket for the car.
What was that thing we were talking about the other day?
No.
You don't want to talk about it. Just in case.
I had another idea.
You didn't research it yet?
I have a lot of ideas that I'm never going to do anything about.
We talk about it and then people grab the website.
Yeah, I'm not talking about this one because this is a good one. Don't.
Jenna has so many ideas, she could be a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
But she ain't got time
for that
right now.
If you're an investor, come to me because I'll be the creative one here.
Yeah.
And I won't do anything about it.
Thanks a lot. You should have a show called Shark Tank.
Yeah.
What you think about it?
I thought it. Shark Tank.
Let's go with Valerie. Valerie,
think about a lot of stuff.
What's your first world problem, Valerie?
Well, I got these incredible new gloves for Christmas where they have like the fingertips, the touchscreen.
Yes.
And apparently my thumbs are too short because they're just like little flap at the end of the thumb. So anytime I try to type things in on my phone, it always hits the wrong button. So now I have to hold my phone in one hand and use my pointer finger of the other hand to type anything in when I'm wearing the glove.
What a beatdown.
Oh, my goodness.
So just, hashtag first world problem.
Yep.
Hey, just cut the thumbs off.
Ooh.
Then her thumb tips will
thumbs
be cold.
Be cold.
Can't you make a little hole for the thumb
tip? That's the kind of gloves I wear. No tips.
Mm.
I don't know. They're pretty nice gloves.
No, right?
Hey, just the tip. Just cut the tip. It'll be
okay,
all right.
Great idea.
it'll work. Cameron just wrote us back, Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Cameron wrote us about
the hoverboard thing. So Cameron says, I have 3 hoverboards. Okay. I can never pick which one to ride.
And that makes you an idiot.
That was a little rich kid.
Cameron.
15 with 3 hoverboards.
Hey. Okay, that's our boy Cameron right there. You lay off of Cameron.
I'm just playing with you, Cameron.
rich kid problems.
Yeah, hashtag we feel so sorry for you.
Let's go with Brittany. Hey, Brittany, welcome to First World Problems.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Okay, so I moved into a new apartment about 2 weeks before Christmas. Had a nice little thing going on. Had my TV set up. Bought a new TV stand just for this TV. My boyfriend comes down for Christmas and decides to upgrade my TV, and now my TV won't fit the TV stand. Hashtag first world problem.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You might have to mount it.
Sorry, JC, the wall's too small for the new TV.
Yeah, you got to mount the big TV.
Oh, man. Hey, at least you got a big TV out the thing.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
It must be love. Bigger the bigger the love.
Hold on, Brittany, you know your boyfriend didn't buy the TV for you. He bought it for himself, right?
What size is it? What size is the new one?
I was like, no, you're not playing Halo on my TV.
What size is the new one?
For Netflix.
How many inches?
60 inches.
Okay.
60?
I'd be thrilled with that gift from a boyfriend.
Yeah, I know you would.
Yeah, it's good.
But you know he's buying it for himself.
Whatever. That means he's over more.
Yeah.
Smart TV, yeah.
4K. Oh, we have another first world problem sometimes turns into engagement ring problems. Like Whitney's. Hey, Whitney.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, my first world problem is that sometimes I can't get my hand in my purse because my diamond's too big. And then my other one with the ring is, like, sometimes I have my wedding bands turned inward, and I'll go to, like, rub my face or scratch it or something, and I scratch my face with diamonds.
Oh, so, man.
I know, big issues.
I'd give the ring back.
Yeah.
It's just, no, that's not happening.
It's just causing you too many problems.
It's have a smaller ring, sweetie.
Real big, obviously, right?
You turn your ring inside inside your palm to hide it, right? Is that why?
No, I just, like, sometimes my little wedding bands on top and on bottom, when they turn on the inside, because they're
spin around together, a little bit. Yeah.
And I'll go to do something on my face, and it'll just literally, like, just scratch my face.
Yeah. Ooh. Girls have it hard.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
With the ring things.
Yeah, I have it so hard.
Well, Jenna, you'll get there one day. This is the year. This is the year. Maybe. And whatever Jenna does, Kelly, you got to do it.
So she gets engaged. Kelly, don't worry.
Buy myself a ring.
Jessica, welcome to First World Problems. Jessica H.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up?
Chilling.
Yeah, so, with you.
I recently upgraded my phone, and unfortunately, for some reason, this one doesn't have the feature of an IR blaster, which can sync up to your TV, like any TV, and turn it on, off, and control the channels and the
volume.
What is this? IR blaster?
It's an IR blaster. iPhones don't have it, so I'm sure you guys don't know about it. You could be at the bar and sync it up to any TV and turn it off.
Oh, yeah, I've seen people do that.
My phone doesn't have it.
This guy was telling me about that. He said, that's a real threat.
A big problem.
A problem.
Yeah, because they can mess up the Super Bowl or the national championship for you.
Or an airplane.
Or an airplane.
that's not good.
No, it's not good. Yeah, maybe it's better you don't have that IR blaster.
Yeah. But it's cool.
But now I
can't turn my TV on or off. So I have to get up.
What about the regular remote control?
Yeah, I lost it a long time
ago. Yeah. Thanks, Jessica. Oh, man. Let's go with Laura. I think we get this one with the cars all the time. Laura, what's going on with your car?
So we went to Oklahoma to see my mom, and I had to drive her car for the weekend.
Yeah.
And she has no remote start, no keyless entry, no backup camera. She has like 20 keys on her key ring, so I had to carry this heavy key ring around the entire time, use a key to open the door, use a key to start the car, and no backup camera, so I couldn't see the backup.
If you don't have a backup
camera. That is bad, because you do get used to that stuff.
I wouldn't know how to drive a car without a backup camera.
How did people drive cars back in the 2004s?
Right?
I think that's what hers is.
Like, remember when you had to put your arm around the passenger seat to look over?
Turn the radio down, and then look.
And why do we turn the radio down when we're parking?
I don't know.
In concentration.
Or looking for an address.
Yeah. Thank you for your call. Let's go with Jackie here real quick. I agree with Jackie on this one.
What?
Jackie, first world problem, go ahead.
So, I bought my boyfriend the PS4 Star Wars Battlefront bundle pack for Christmas. And after about 3 days of playing it, we realized that he has to take a Dramamine before he can play it because the graphics are so good, he gets car sick.
I love that.
You got to take Dramamine to play video games. That's
nauseous.
How good the graphics
are. You got to be committed, man. You got to be committed to a video game.
And then he fights through because he's so sleepy. He's like, I'm so sleepy, but I've got to keep playing.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
It was terrible because the day we got it, we were at his parents' house, and they have one of those curved 3D TV things.
Oh, he was about to die.
On,
yeah.
And it knocked him out. He's like, why do I not feel good?
Funny.
That is hilarious.
Oh, man. I love these. Keep your first world problems coming. We might get to them next week. Use the hashtag first world problems.
That's awesome.
And direct it at Kid Nation so we could see it. That's great.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I'm going to stand by you.
Even if all right, you guys. New year, same friends.
That's right.
Joining us on the phone right now, she's got an album out, and we want you to buy it. It's called Wildfire. Came out New Year's Day.
Wow.
You know her song.
Time to come out.
Right? You know her song, Fight Song, and this one right here, Stand By You. Say hello to Rachel Platten, everybody.
What's up, Rachel?
Hi, Rachel.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
I am fantastic.
You've been like, super busy when you're supposed to be vacationing.
I have been super busy, yeah, but, you know, you only release an album once, and I'm kind of, like, diving in, knowing it's going to be crazy, but also feeling really grateful for all these amazing opportunities I get to do.
Right.
Did you get to take a little break over Christmas at least, just a minute to breathe?
Yes, I totally got a minute. I went on vacation with my family.
we went to Jamaica and I did nothing. I turned off my phone and I like lay on the ground like a retired person the whole time.
Oh, that's great.
You know how much anxiety I have at the thought of turning off my phone?
Oh, it's great.
Roughly how many?
Oh, it's very hard. It's very hard.
How many text messages did you have when you turned it on?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
I think it was like 100, 125 or something.
Well, oh, the worst for me is I turn it off and I turn it back on and there's nothing. I missed nothing.
That's your mom. Like, hey.
I have to apologize for you, Rachel. This is Big Al. And
apologize for her or to her?
To her. Okay. To her. I'm sorry. Because when you came down on the Kids trip in Orlando and visited with us, I thought you were young, a lot younger than you are. You are.
Al, where is this going?
I didn't hit on you like I should have.
Oh, you thought she was too young to hit on?
I thought you were out of the demo. And
oh, man.
And so I would have probably, you know, I mean, never. Yeah, I have a girlfriend. But
I think she is a husband.
Yeah, well, she's married.
Harmless hitting
on. There's
a
lot of reasons this couldn't have worked out.
I'm so sorry that you didn't get to take full advantage of
yeah. Me too.
So you thought she was way too young for you.
Yeah.
And so you thought she was 18?
I appreciate that. Very sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Only you would take that as a compliment.
It was a compliment.
Rachel. He offends all of us. Yeah.
And I would like to apologize for Big Al.
I don't know if I should be offended for you, Rachel.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Hey, Rachel, did you watch Star Wars over the break?
Of course I watched Star Wars over the break.
What time did you go to sleep?
Oh, I was like so into it. And I was making shooting noises. Like, my husband took me. He was so embarrassed. I was like,
pew, pew, pew. That's what Albert woke up to.
Yeah.
Now, Rachel Platten, you were supposed to go watch this movie with a couple fellow friends.
Oh, how did you... Wait, is Andy on the phone? Is he tricking me?
Well, I have intel on
what happened
at all times, Rachel. Everybody tells me secrets about you. Who were you supposed to watch this movie with?
With Andy Grammer and Tori Kelly and some bandmates.
And did Tori Kelly and Andy Grammer not make it?
Andy made it. Tori and I didn't make it.
Aww. You guys ditched our boy Andy Grammer.
We went to sleep. I had been like working nonstop for like 25 days, and Andy didn't have to be up the next day until 3 p.m. My flight was at 5:30 a.m., and I was like, Andy, you are insane. Leave me alone. And he was knocking on my hotel room door like, come on.
Oh,
that is how you repay a friend who sang a song with you.
Oh, come on.
It happens.
Coming up here, you're going to go on tour, right, Rachel?
Kicking off soon.
I'm going to go on tour. It's called the Wildfire Tour. It's kicking off in Dallas on February 6th, and it's all over America. I'm so excited.
You're also going to be performing at the Pro Bowl?
Yes. I didn't know I was announcing that. Yes, I'm going to be performing at the Pro Bowl.
Nice.
In Hawaii. I'm very excited.
Are you a big football fan?
Oh, I used to be a huge football fan. My dad didn't have any boys, so he'd like paint my face and take me to Patriots games. And I knew all the players' names. Lately, I've been a little busy to follow it, but I used to pride myself on like what a tomboy I was and how much knowledge I had.
Yeah, but I think the Pro Bowl is probably the best thing to do because Super Bowl, too much stuff going on, Rachel.
Pro Bowl, nothing.
Pressure. This is just fun in Hawaii.
Yeah. You're in Hawaii.
And it's Hawaii, right?
Everybody's having fun.
Totally. And I get to do a medley of the fight song and Stand By You with like 100 cheerleaders. And there's like a 200-person local choir. And there's like a local dance thing that's happening. It's going to be this humongous production with lights and fireworks.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, how do you get to practice with that local choir? Do you just hope they're good?
Yeah, just like basically, it's just like crossing my fingers.
Yeah, you Skype rehearse.
Does a local choir in Hawaii wear like grass robes?
Right.
Oh my god!
If you see Rachel making a funny face during the Pro Bowl performance, she doesn't think they're good.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
Oh, talking to Rachel Platten.
Oh man, and you're gonna be performing three songs from Wildfire on the Today Show this morning.
Yes, that's correct.
So, what songs are you gonna be performing so we get the scoop?
I am going to be performing Stand By You and Fight Song, and I'm going to be doing a brand new one off my album, Wildfire.
Yeah.
And I'm not telling you which one.
Oh, you tricky.
Well, she told us to.
She's always trying to keep secrets.
I know she is.
Yeah. Saw that that album came out already, you know, January 1st, Rachel.
Hey.
Surprise.
Her name is...
Oh, yeah, remember you guys announced it early. That was amazing.
No, we didn't.
Sorry, I know. You gave me that look like, I don't know. Stand I don't know face. When. I know you didn't know when. We just had a feeling. I just had a feeling.
Jenna finds out things, and then she says them.
Yeah.
We didn't know it was a secret at that point. Our bad.
No, it's all good.
But her name is Rachel Platt, and her new album is out right now. It's called Wildfire. Make sure you pick up tickets for her tour. It's also called Wildfire, and watch her on the Pro Bowl, Today Show. She's going to be everywhere.
Everywhere.
Rachel, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, guys, thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm really grateful. I appreciate it.
We'll see you on tour.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
Bye, Rachel Platten.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
There she goes.
Just like that.
Such a nice girl.
Yeah.
Oh, it's perky, man.
You got to be. When you're waking up, you got to be on
gotta
point.
Got to get it done.
There's that song right here with Andy Grammer.
God, Al. Hit you upside the head.
Al, what are you doing?
I thought you were saying she was so much older than you thought she was.
No.
It's the way it started out sounding.
Yeah, it started off really bad.
I thought she was like 20. I mean, you know.
She looks young.
Okay. She does.
And she just got going.
Yeah.
So I could see how you thought she was way too young.
I wasn't saying she was old. I was just saying if I had known she was the age that she is, I would have probably, you know, turned on my Big Al hit on button.
What's your hit on button?
It varies, you know, but I would have said, hey.
Plus, your girlfriend was on the trip, too. So, what? I mean, that would have been awkward.
That would have been very awkward, yeah.
Oh, what girlfriend?
Dr. Girlfriend!
Of
Dr.
course, yeah. That girlfriend. Yeah, but she was busy with the kids.
Yeah. She's doctoring.
She's not giving attention. But what's the button, though? The age?
It just depends on what, you know, I can't recreate it because she's not here. She was, like, sitting right next to me at Kids.
22, 23?
Oh, where's the cutoff?
Yeah.
You know what you're saying? Oh, let's see. My girlfriend's 30. 30.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Apparently, we're getting a lot of messages because of the Rachel Platten interview. Everybody's saying her tour is going to spread like wildfire.
Really?
I see what you did there. And this message for you, Big Al Mac.
Okay.
Or actually for us, for the rest of the show. Do you guys get anxiety whenever you're talking to a celebrity and Big Al is around? Because I've started having panic attacks for you guys.
I was just saying.
Oh, yeah. That was rough.
You know, I guess maybe I led with the wrong phrasing or something. I don't know, but...
I don't get anxiety unless it's a celebrity like I really care about and I really want to talk to and I know they're not going to like when he messes around. Like when we interviewed Wiz Khalifa and it wasn't going well, it was just Al and I.
Yeah.
Because normally you're there to bring some sort of relief.
I try.
Always feel the silence.
But he wasn't feeling me. He didn't like me from jump.
He didn't like
nope.
from the get-go.
Didn't like the whole thing.
And I was scrambling to keep the interview kind of serious about his rap game. And then Al, every time Al asked a question about his tattoos, I mean, questions that were really innocent and kind of all right. Yeah. Wiz was so mad.
And I'd be like, who are you texting, dog? What? None of your business. I'm like,
oh, he was tweeting.
We're in the middle of an interview.
He was tweeting, worst interview ever. Yeah. Wasn't that what he tweeted?
Yeah.
But, Big Al, you should know, because as a former player yourself, not to start a question off by... I thought you were younger.
Well, yeah, I guess, like I said, I guess I should have thought it
the
out.
Phrase.
Yeah.
Well, last night was the final season premiere of American Idol. Kicked off last night.
I thoroughly enjoyed it, actually.
I have not watched American Idol, I'd say, honestly, in 4 seasons. Maybe even 5.
Yeah. I had to, like... refresh my brain on who that other dude was on the right. Oh, the Harry Connick Jr. dude.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Because there was the first girl that auditioned, she knew every single winner from every season. Did you see that, Kelly?
Yes.
And when she was going, I was like, oh, I remember her. When she got to like
the last four,
I was like,
who's that?
Are those people?
Yeah.
And why have I never heard of them? That's how bad it's been for me the last few seasons, but I'm going to tune in just because...
I'm going to try to. I'm going to try.
Nostalgia. Last season.
And more importantly, because our girl is going to be on the show.
Who is our girl?
Cheyenne Goss.
Yeah.
She won our Big Break competition last year. That's where we search nationwide for the best talented kids. You know, I think it's like between 13 and 18 years old.
Yeah. She was really, really good.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
She moved on out to Nashville. She's writing songs. She's performing. She's working at the Grand Ole Opry. And because of this, Linda Sepian got her an audition with American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we didn't know she was going to be on tonight or yesterday. She was not on yesterday. So we're hoping she's on tonight. We'll speak to her tomorrow morning, whether it be good news or bad news, because, again, we don't know what went down with her audition.
I'm excited for her.
We do know that she auditioned in front of the judges.
We do know that.
We know that for sure.
Yeah.
But we don't know if she got that golden ticket.
We do not know that.
She's not allowed to tell us. And she's really good at keeping secrets, just like Kelly Rasmussen. But we did. We do have some clips here from last night's episode.
Okay.
Josiah Siska. He did a Johnny Cash song.
Josiah.
Yeah.
He's a 17-year-old kid who cleans golf balls off the greens.
Doesn't golf.
Drives the little cart that picks up golf balls when people try to
hit
him.
Oh, yeah.
And this little pimple-faced kid, I mean, he showed up the audition with like one of them acne cysts. I'm like, oh, this poor kid.
He's a teenager.
He's a teenager. It's real life. I mean, he's got one of them
proactive
commercial contracts coming.
Yeah.
Cute kid with a deep speaking voice. But when he sings,
it gets deeper.
Whoa.
And
17.
And Harry Connick Jr. loved it so much that he started doing sound effects along with him singing it. Here's Josiah.
And up the clouded draw. Their brands are still on fire and their hooves were made of steel.
Yeah, totally.
Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. Above the fear went through a mass, they thundered through the sky. First all the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry.
Here's what I do like about these judges. They interact with the auditioners all the time. What are you doing, Kelly?
I'm making sure someone went and got the door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Everything's good. Like, yeah, the contestants, they join the contestants and sing.
I love that they do that. Yeah. And Clay Aiken is not a big fan of the judges, apparently.
He was a jerk.
Clay Aiken was a huge jerk last night.
Really? I didn't see this part.
Biting the hand that fed you very well, you little bratty jerk.
Clay Aiken was such a jerk last night on Twitter.
That was a jerk move,
what did
Clay.
He do?
And I'd tell him that right now if he was on the phone, which
he's not. Just tweeted about how boring the show is.
Here's a couple tweets from Clay Aiken, who was season 2 runner-up on American Idol. He lost to Reuben Studdard, the teddy bear.
Yep.
He says, oh, good Lord, those boring blank responses from these judges. Where's Simon when you need him? That guy need a hook to pull him off stage. And then he continued, it's very clear now that Simon Cowell was the reason American Idol was a hit. I've watched Root Canals more entertaining than these judges.
What's his thing? What's he bitter about?
He's pissy.
He's angry.
That made me mad. That's not cool.
Those aren't just judges. Those are fellow musicians that do what you do, Clay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just makes you sound bitter. It's like if for some reason I would, and I sit there, I live tweet The Bachelor and say snarky things because I'm not part of The Bachelor.
Right.
But let's just say 2 years from now when I'm no longer on this show, because you know it's coming, and I'm going to sit here and tweet, listen how lame they are without me. You know, that just makes you look like this little geek.
Yeah.
I could see you doing that.
I probably will.
If we're being honest.
Give me 2 years.
Yeah. Now, this guy was, I don't know how you feel about this guy, but Joshua Wicker, he was my favorite of the night.
Okay.
And he did a rendition of Rihanna's Stay. And Jennifer Lopez actually thought he looked like somebody, Jenna, who you like a lot.
Hey.
Hello.
Ryan Gosling.
He gets that a lot, obviously.
Yeah.
Round and around and around and around we go. Tell me now, now you know.
Man.
He had a cool voice.
Pretty damn good.
Different. His wife was pregnant, about to pop. And she has since given birth to their kid. Yeah.
They
named her Branch.
Branch.
What?
Like a tree branch?
Y'all need to back off on these kooky names for kids.
Like a tree branch?
Sorry.
Like a branch.
I don't like to make fun of baby names, but we gotta
what's wrong with Branch?
Range just a little bit.
Branch?
What about Branch-a-lee? That would have been cool.
You got nobody Leaf?
Branchley.
Branch.
Yeah. Huh. It'll work out.
Just need to pull back a little bit.
Now, this kid...
Dogs have less weird names than babies.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Dog's name is Todd, and this human's name's Meatball. It's what in the world?
People are trying to be so creative with baby names, and that baby stuck with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A girl named a stick. She named after a stick.
I think I saw a person with their dog. Their dog's name was Ryan.
Yeah.
And then their kid's name was Tarnick.
Tarnick.
I'm like, name the dog Tarnick.
Okay.
I'm not judging, but I'm just saying.
No, we feel bad if your kid's named Branch or Tarnick.
or
meatball. We're saying for people who are pregnant now, let's just pull back a little bit.
Happy birthday, Blue Ivy.
Oh, today's her birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
That's a little, that's actually less weird.
Bad, yeah.
Now, I feel like the judges are a lot easier on the contestants this year because it is the final season where they can't say, hey, you're 15, come back next year.
Yeah, they can't.
They can't because this is it. So they had this 15-year-old named Lee Jean. And
Lee Jean?
Actually, I just.
It was LeJean.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's LeJean.
It's Wrangler.
If you're reading it, it looks like Lee Jean, but it's LeJean. You're right, Kelly. Right. LeJean.
Right.
And cool looking brother, like 15 years old. Okay. He's got cool style. When he gets up there, he's just got charisma. You're like, this kid's got it. And then he starts singing, and he's not the strongest singer. He's saying Ed Sheeran's Icy Fire.
I was surprised he got through, honestly.
Yeah.
If this is true and in fire, then we should all burn together whilst the flames come high into the night. Calling out for the road, stand by and we will, whilst the flames burn over on the mountainside. Oh, and I see fire inside the mountain, I see fire.
If you compare it to Ed Sheeran, he sings it similarly like that with his voice, but not.
That matters more, though. Think about a lot of pop stars. They're not just the best vocalists.
No.
Like, he's 15. He's cute. He has a look. He can play the guitar and sing with that kind of rhythm.
I think they're giving people
they can work with him, I think.
Yeah. Exactly.
I guess that's what they're thinking.
That's what they're thinking.
Yeah. I was glad they put him through.
The best voice.
Yeah, it's like, give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he was really nervous, and he's gonna shine when he gets to Hollywood.
Maybe.
We don't know. We'll see how LeJean does. Then a woman named Lindita.
She
lost a lot of weight before auditioning for the show.
Oh, she like lost a lot of weight.
I'm talking a lot.
And even became a personal trainer.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if people got upset by what J-Lo said, but while Lindita's singing.
Well, I can see what J-Lo meant.
I could see what she meant, but
she kept saying it over and over.
Some people could take this the wrong way. This is what J-Lo said while she was singing.
But it will be nothing.
Tiny thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah, she didn't lose that part.
Right. This is a man's world, but it will be nothing.
Strong.
That deep realness comes from you think a bigger woman. I get that.
If you couldn't tell.
She is hot.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. She's married to her brother, Al.
Really?
Yeah. They're both trainers now. Like, she lost all this weight. She's a trainer now. Yeah. And if you didn't hear what J-Lo said, she sings like a heavy girl.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
I see what she's saying.
That's industry talk.
Yeah.
It's not industry talk.
It's not industry talk.
Well,
the way she said it, that's industry talk?
Yeah. JC,
you've heard
inside scoop on the industry talk.
No, you've heard people. I've heard that before. I've heard that term.
Heavy girl.
You have a heavy girl voice. That's a compliment when people are saying that to a singer.
I didn't take it as an insult.
Yeah.
I didn't either. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want people to be upset with J-Lo.
I didn't realize I understood industry speak. I didn't even know that.
You're
a whooping.
You speak industry.
You're a whooping.
You speak industry.
Don't be so defensive. It's true. I mean, they say raspy voice girls like me that I sound like I'm heavy. I don't take that as an insult.
That's industry
sometimes.
Talk.
That's industry talk.
Are we talking
radio industry.
No, that's not a radio industry.
Yes, it is.
Nope, it's not industry talk.
Oh, my God.
Oh, by the way, Kelly, the Branch, the little girl named Branch, her last name was Wicker, by the way. I forgot that.
That's true.
Branch Wicker.
I forget the middle name. It was like Branch Noel Wicker or something.
It was like a normal middle
name.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Wicker.
White Wicker would have been better.
Yeah. Was she white or black?
That girl?
The Branch.
Oh, it was white
girl.
Yeah, see, well, I thought we had the monopoly on the
there's like this
name,
trend of naming
people.
Your child after nature or something. Yeah. River.
And they were a little hipster.
Y'all just taking everything. We used to have that. We used to name our kids after, like, aspirins and cars. And
right.
And then
now we're all
here.
Nature.
Now and y'all I think coming in here taking
you used
that.
To name your kids after aspirin.
Yeah,
like what?
Right. Tylenol, co-Tylenol.
And cars.
Yeah, Aleve. I got a cousin named Aleve.
And he was, I think he was a
Tylenol
pastor, right?
Cold inside.
Buffering.
A youth ministry, like a worship leader.
Excedrin. Sorry, Al and I are having fun over here.
I know.
You know, you stole my other side of him. I got an ibuprofen. I can never say it.
Ibuprofen? Ibrew?
Yeah,
you've been drinking so much, you put brew and everything.
Just call it my brew.
There was an extremely awkward moment on American Idol last night.
Okay.
Is it husband and wife?
Yeah.
I knew this was really bad.
It was really awkward. So, Alex and Jordan Sasser. They're married.
Also, he's also a worship leader.
Yeah, both of them are.
Okay.
They're married. Both auditioned, and they did the whole thing. The producers made them walk in together.
With the baby.
And they have
so
a baby.
So cute.
The baby's going to be the American Idol mascot. I believe the baby had a normal name.
They're the happiest couple ever. They're teasing each other. Oh, you're going down, honey. No, you're going down, sweetie. Oh, I love you so much. Yeah. It's all before the auditions.
We're going to finish first and second, but I'm going to take first. And she's saying, I sing better. Yeah. Don't say anything
to
him.
Don't tell him, but I'm the better singer. I'm going to win.
So
cute.
Alex, who is the wife, she played the ukulele while Jordan held their baby and auditioned first.
You can count on me like one.
And this is Alex.
But it's all coming back to me now.
Huge Celine Dion fan.
So, yeah, huge.
Okay. This is after huge. His wife was rejected.
Yeah, so.
And then he made it. She fell apart.
She really did. And
she
really?
Not in front of the judges. When she got outside and all her family's there.
She's mad.
You could tell she's upset.
She's upset.
Understandably,
really?
It's understandable because
she said some things she can't take back.
And he's trying to pull it together. This is what happened after Jordan made it through and his wife didn't.
Harry Connick said that your family is so beautiful and sweet, but it's just distracting. Is what they said. And
like what's your meaning, like Westlake?
Yeah, yeah. They're like everything.
Well, Jordan's dancing with her on the ground.
I didn't. No. What?
I've never been good enough, and I've watched you follow your dream.
No,
breaking.
Hey, I don't want you to feel like this is the end of the road and that you don't have another chance, Alex. I'm proud of you. I love you.
This marriage survived.
But I'm going to Hollywood.
He's trying to take my golden ticket, honey. And you feel bad for him because he can't be overly excited the way you normally want to be when you get your golden ticket.
I would. I'm going to Hollywood.
Oh, man.
You can't. Stay here with the baby.
And honestly, she sounded good. She was good.
I don't know why they didn't put her through.
She was better than some people. She just sounded really nervous and was singing way too fast.
Well, she didn't make it.
No, she didn't.
But we are patiently waiting to watch tonight's episode.
Yeah. Cheyenne Goss.
And we don't know how much time Cheyenne Goss is going to get on it, if any, because, again, you never know what the production's going to do.
Yeah, we're hoping.
But hopefully Cheyenne Goss is on tonight, and we find out if we got a girl going to Hollywood or not.
Yep.
Exciting.
Either way, we'll find out from her tomorrow. Right?
Yeah, we're going to talk to her tomorrow morning.
Okay.
I'll be around this time.
So watch American Idol tonight on Fox, and then as soon as it's over, you got to flip over to NBC to watch Jennifer Lopez on Shades of Blue.
Boom.
Big night.
We got Kelly Showbiz Top 5 coming up in less than 30 minutes. And Jerry Springer, I believe he's joining us. He's going to join us in about 45 minutes.
He's early.
What?
For an annual visit with Jerry Springer.
Jerry, wait.
Come on.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Who wants to play a game?
Me.
Kelly loves games.
You guys love games. What if I told you this game could potentially have a consequence?
Uh-oh.
I don't like punishment.
I don't either.
I'm down.
What kind of game is it?
Okay.
I'm adventurous.
So I told you during our holiday break, my wife got this game called Bean Boozled. Shout out.
No, I'm out. It's from I am familiar.
Jelly beans.
It's from the Jelly Beans.
Okay.
So the Jelly Belly company came out with this game, and all it has is a wheel, but the wheel, it's all jacked up. It doesn't land right. So what we do is you reach in here, and you pull out a jelly bean with your eyes closed.
Okay.
And...
So what's the wheel for then?
I mean, you could spin it, but we realized that it kept landing on the black jelly bean, and that's why the black one's gone.
That's my least favorite.
Which happens to be the worst one you could get, because it's either black licorice, and I don't know anybody that likes black licorice, or skunk spray.
What?
Why would you have something and name it skunk?
What? I don't
like something to eat.
Because that's the thing. Oh, it's like one's supposed to be delicious and one is supposed to be really nasty.
Okay. All
you don't know which one you get.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, never mind. There are some black ones.
Oh,
no, I thought we ate them all.
Yeah.
So there are all the flavors are in here.
Okay.
See, the black one would be the worst because the black licorice is my least favorite, and that's the good. That's the good end.
It's better than skunk.
My bad.
So what's the deal with the game? There's bad flavors and good flavors.
So yeah, they all look the same, right? So there's different flavors, but they look the same.
Two yellows, but one might be butter popcorn, and the other one might be urine.
Oh!
I just don't know.
Are you kidding?
I'm not joking.
We don't have that.
How do they flavor it?
I don't know.
The buttered popcorn is either buttered popcorn or rotten egg, not urine.
Close enough.
Oh, it's like the buttered popcorn.
So this is a how lucky do you feel kind of game. Do you feel extremely lucky, or are you going to taste something you probably would have never tasted in your life?
All right. I mean, how bad is the bad, JC? It's a bad.
I've had the skunk, and the other times I got lucky. Like, I had the blue one is berry blue or toothpaste. Okay. That was great.
Okay. Yeah,
I got toothpaste.
Mint.
Okay, so
toothpaste was great, Kelly.
It's just mint.
Go through the options again so I know what we're doing.
You want the options?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd rather surprise you if you pull
that's
it.
That's fine. Okay,
and then I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
Jenna, you want to go first?
No. Okay. Yeah, please.
Oh, like I'm going to play.
Kelly, you got to play, Kelly.
Jenna,
do you want to go
booger flavor
first and only?
I'm not eating boogers.
The booger flavor is probably the best.
Kid, I'm not doing
booger is the best?
I don't know. Would you rather have booger or
how do they get these
or sweaty sauce?
Booger flavor?
You can tell by smell what something's going to taste like.
Booger flavor?
Okay.
Okay, Jenna, close your eyes.
I guess they're little kids eating.
Okay, what color is it?
Oh.
Is it black?
It's black.
Shut up.
Save that.
Just because it's black doesn't mean it's bad.
Either way, I'm losing. So you said this is the worst of the worst?
If it's the bad taste, then it's the worst.
What's this going to be?
Your options are, it's either going to be licorice, black licorice, or skunk spray.
Oh, my gosh.
Is this the first time you tasted black?
What game is this? No. Okay.
What is it?
Oh, my God.
Don't spit it at me. It's on my back.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It tasted like skunk spray to my car.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's enough of the game. That's enough of the game. I don't want to play it.
Come on, Al.
Get the interns to play.
You want to try it? Come on, Al, try it.
We are established radio icons. We do not have to do that.
Kelly, stop.
Interns.
Don't be a dick killer, Kelly.
Established radio icons.
For my fellow Mexican people. Al, you know Kid Craddock would never let you pass this up.
All right. See, Justin, you're my proxy.
Justin, did you bring me water?
Oh, yeah.
What color did you pull out?
A yellow orangish with a red dot on it.
Okay. Oh, boy. That could be...
No, wait and let him taste it and see what he tells us it tastes like.
You want to do that and then I surprise you?
Y'all know I have a weak start. Where's the trash can?
Right there.
Right there.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Gosh.
Al's putting the orange with red dots jelly bean in his mouth. What is it?
Oh. Oh,
what
does
it taste
like? Oh, my God. What does it taste like?
What does it taste like? It tastes like foot jam.
Oh!
It was either...
You like that, Al.
It could have been peach or regurgitation.
Vomit. You had vomit?
Is it
like stomach
acid? Okay, who wants to go next? Justin?
Yeah, I'll go. Come on.
Justin, the intern.
The worst part is it takes like a second, like a couple chews before it starts seeping in, and then you can't get it out of your mouth.
All right. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Reach in the box.
Wait,
what does it matter about what color you get?
Because some of them are not as bad as the other ones.
This one, green.
Oh, Justin, you got an extremely friendly one.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's taste it first.
Go ahead.
Okay.
What is it?
Chalky.
Chalk. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's not bad.
It wasn't bad because it was either lime or lawn clippings.
I think it's lawn clippings.
I love
grass.
That's not bad at all, right?
Grass is not bad.
It probably tastes like salad.
One.
You want to try another one?
All right, yeah.
You don't cleanse your palate first?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What? Justin's reaching like in this. The box.
Oh, I'm just holding my hand up because I'm ready to take it.
All right, what is it?
All right, it's white. Oh, my goodness. I hope it's laundry
white.
Detergent.
You hope it's laundry detergent?
It's not bad.
You love laundry
okay,
detergent?
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, my God.
It's white. What is it?
Must be pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What is it?
What's the white one? Baby powder?
Was it coconut?
No.
It was baby wipes. You are correct.
Baby wipes.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that one.
And not dirty wipes. Just another. Kelly, do you want to try it?
Nope.
Oh.
No, JC, you didn't do one.
I will do one.
Ask me one at
all. Elena wants to do one. Close your eyes. Reach in there.
I want a good one.
Okay.
What's
a good one?
Oh, okay. I don't feel good
Which
about
one is it.
It. It's kind of pear colored.
Yeah.
Like a gross green.
Uh huh. Okay.
Oh, and it's green. Speckled.
Okay.
I bet it's booger.
I got your flavors right here.
If it's I'm prayed.
What is it?
Oh.
Elena?
Oh, really her like face it. Is bad. You don't like she it? Doesn't like it.
You want to know why you don't like it, Elena?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was either juicy pear, which it's clearly not. It's that's a booger.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's a booger. Booger taste.
What's it taste like?
Booger. I'm going to swallow it.
You can spit it right here.
You're going to swallow it?
Whoa! What a boss.
Atta girl.
Well, once
I didn't want to finish chewing.
Did you eat boogers as a child?
No, I wasn't that type.
What did it taste like?
Like a flashback.
it was bringing me back to my youth.
It was like, I kind of miss those days. This is how I get away with it. You have those booger jelly beans.
The socially acceptable way.
If you
want to
taste booger eating Elena, she's single, you fellas. Yeah. Kelly, would you like to smell the skunk spray?
The prime time for a makeout sesh.
Do you want to smell the skunk spray that Jenna had in her mouth?
Actually, can I? I would like to.
You want to? Just so you know, Jenna's not lying.
Wait, what was it?
I want to smell
skunk spray.
God bless it.
Jenna, that taste will not leave your mouth, will it?
No, how do they get it so accurate?
I don't know who the guy is.
Let's get the really, really new.
Okay, I'll go now since I don't want you guys to get mad if I haven't done it. My eyes are closed.
What's the point of this
game? Come on, JC, let's go.
Okay. Dang it. The white one.
Just bite it and go.
Okay, here.
Coconut.
Baby wipes are so good. I got a baby wipe. Kelly, you sure you don't want to try?
I am sure.
Kelly ain't trying
it. And I don't care.
Kelly, you want to try it?
Mad or disappointed, I ain't doing it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
There is this fella that keeps calling the show, and he says,
really?
I am in love with Coco.
I'm in love with the Coco.
He wants to meet you.
I got it for the Lolo.
Did you ask me what I want?
I'm in love with the Coco.
No,
but you're about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a trip down memory lane.
Man, right there.
It
is. I actually remember that woman.
You do?
Yeah, Coco. This was like 20 years ago.
Wow.
It was a show where we, you know, fixed people up or whatever. And there was this viewer that had seen Coco. And Coco was this outrageous looking woman. I mean, she was very pretty.
Uh-huh.
But she had this over the top hair and over the top look or whatever. And, but there was this guy who wanted to meet her. And he wasn't the coolest guy, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, and in the middle of the thing, she says she didn't want him. She wanted
aww.
Him. Yeah, which was sad. And then she said she wanted me, which was...
Oh,
no.
Were you in love with the Coco, Jerry Springer?
No, but my wife was opposed to it.
Not to say who we're talking to.
And she's a good shot, so I figured, no.
Jerry Springer is in studio.
Yes, he is.
Have to put you on the payroll.
Yeah, you didn't have to dress up. Look at Al.
That's right.
This is my Jerry.
Hold on, Jerry. What do you think of Al's shirt?
Well, somewhere there's a Holiday Inn without a curtain.
Thank you.
See, that's how I know we're getting close because we can now insult one another.
I kind of like that one.
We only insult the ones we love.
We have Al to thank for you coming in every year now, right?
You're like my showbiz bestie.
Yeah, there you go.
You really are. And we're talking about 20 years. You're celebrating 25 years on television this year, correct?
Yeah, this is our 25th year. Yeah,
holy smokes.
I read that the ratings.
I apologize.
Jerry, your holiday ratings. I mean, I used to watch the show all the time. And I mean, honestly, I'm so busy that I don't get a chance to catch it all the time. But what do you attribute these good ratings to? I mean, for 25 years, it's kind of unheard of.
There's no taste.
Well, you'd think by now we'd seen everything, but apparently we haven't.
Well, this country's ready to vote for Donald Trump. Are you surprised that they're watching my show?
No.
Right. We like train wrecks.
Yeah.
That's what it is, Jerry. Yeah, we like train wrecks, and that's not going to change.
Yeah, I'm a permanent train wreck. Oh, gosh. It's so painful. But it's good. It's good.
We got into a debate on the show. Actually, I'm going to bring it up because after Steve Harvey hosting the Miss Universe and jumbling the names, I'm on a lone island saying that I think it was intentional to get us to talk about it. Not that Steve's not qualified to do it, but I just thought it was an intentional thing, not a mistake. And this is a position you've been in the past, not messing up the name, but actually hosting the show, right?
Yeah. Back in 08, I think it was, I hosted the Miss Universe pageant.
You did?
And actually, we did it from Vietnam. We were in Vietnam.
That's where it was.
Because I always tell people, you know, I've been to Nam, you know.
But you're hosting Miss Universe.
And I don't like talking about it. I mean, in the middle of the night, I still wake up, you know, in sweats going, Miss Venezuela, Miss Venezuela.
How hard is it to get the winner correct?
Could you see him messing it up the way he did?
It's possible, as I understood it, I have two answers to that. If he had it on a card and they had names, you know, like the runner, first runner up, second runner up, and, you know, your eyes go to the wrong one because all of a sudden, you know, so, yeah, it is possible.
That's what I thought happened, Jerry.
Yeah. I think that's probably what happened, because the truth of the matter is, even if the show would have wanted it for more publicity, he would not, for his career, he would not have done that, and everyone make fun of him. No. So knowing Steve Harvey, I can't imagine that he would think this was a good idea to do.
Yeah.
Because he got pretty battered by that.
And looking at his face afterwards, I mean, when he was
sick,
he looked like he had just seen
you don't
the
want
worst.
To. But I was almost in the same situation. Several years ago, I used to host America's Got Talent. And it was now, and you know, that show is live, and you had, back then we had, what, 20, 30 million viewers. So it's now time for to announce the winner. It's down to the final two, and they go to a station break. It's live television. They haven't yet told me who the winner is.
Okay.
And
you kind of have to know.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to know. And just as they're coming out of the break to go live, when I'm going to tell the 30 million people, whether it's the guy on the left or the right who's the new champ and gets $1 million.
That's a lot of money.
The prompter goes down. And all I see is the guy behind the camera, the stage floor manager, you know, going stretch.
Yeah. Stretch what? How do you stretch?
And I just, I started talking about, you know, what I did when I was 7 years old.
How's your guy going?
I just started talking, and I said, we have two great people here, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I could name either one, and who's going to say I'm wrong?
Yeah, that's right.
Because the show would probably be so embarrassed, they wouldn't admit that I called the wrong name.
You could pick the one you like the most.
I could have, or have time to negotiate 10% of what they want.
Right.
You know, why shouldn't I get some of this $1 million?
Who ended up winning that season? Who was it? Do you remember?
Terry Fader, the guy who has a show out in Vegas. He's excellent.
Oh, really?
The ventriloquist, right?
Right, the ventriloquist, but he has his puppets, but he sings. He's got a great voice, and he does impersonations of all these great singers.
Oh, wow.
So he's a ventriloquist.
Wow.
But
I've heard him.
Millions from that act.
It's really? It's one of the biggest acts in Vegas now for 5 years.
Wow. So, I did not even know that.
Yeah.
Do you like those jobs where you're like hosting America's Got Talent? Because it's like so much stress, and not just like Miss Universe where it's once a year. It's every single week you're doing
it. I really enjoyed it.
You did?
But, you know, I'm 72 years old. They want a younger demographic than me. So, I totally get, you know, why a change is made. Yeah. Also, that summer, the summer of 2009, I couldn't do the show anymore because I was on Broadway doing the musical Chicago. And that was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So,
and that's when Nick Cannon saw his window of opportunity.
Yeah. And he does a great job. And he's younger. He's more hip. He's more, I mean, I get it. So
it's
if I were producing.
What? It's all about the shoes.
Yeah, he does have some nice shoes. What have you not done in show business, Jerry? I mean, other than.
I have never been a woman.
You've never been a woman. Okay.
Well, okay, once. But other than that, yeah. No, I
got a lot of skins on the wall, man.
Yeah. I've been real lucky. And I keep saying it. I don't have any talent. And yet, it's obviously been a successful career, and I have no idea why.
And you're so famous.
It's a stupid show.
You've been famous for so long, for so many years, and you're still so humble. Like, we talk about how you just show up in the front.
Yeah, this is the nicest guy I've ever met.
How do you get in this place?
Well, we have a back dock. Like, you could call us and we'll escort you.
You know, I've been coming here every year now.
I'll give you a key.
There's room on your key ring for one more key.
You'd think by next year.
Yeah.
I'll give you a key.
Next year, I want to be able to come in without banging on the windows.
Yeah,
let me in, please. And then showing you my wallet so you let me in.
I'll give you the key to my bar because this will be the third time that you've come down. Thank you very much, by the way.
We're doing Elvis tonight.
We're doing Elvis tonight for the third year in a row. And the question people ask me is, why? I mean, how
well, the why is a
why? Why, how?
Yeah. Like, after you hear me do it, then the why.
Like Jerry Springer singing Elvis? Like,
yes. But you know what?
Very well.
I'll tell you why. Because if I'm Elvis at 72.
Yeah.
So you don't know that he wouldn't have sounded like me at 72 years
old. Probably would have.
True story.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
There you go.
So who's to say that I don't sound exactly like Elvis?
I didn't ask you this last time you came in and we talked about Elvis and why you like him and that kind of thing. But I'm sure you
you've been a successful man, you know, financially. Have you bought yourself some real Elvis memorabilia over the years?
No, I guess not. I mean, I get some because people some, you know.
Yeah, but you've never like really spent a lot of money on something that was like, no. Like his toilet seat or something.
That's weird.
Not the toilet seat.
Okay.
No.
The toilet seat, yeah.
Okay, maybe that. But other than that, look, my whole career has been flushed. I'm not going to get another.
Where's a rim shot when you need one?
I know. So I'm standing outside here. And I was trying to get in.
Yeah.
And this guy came up behind me and he asked me for, you know, some change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he came up behind me. He puts his hands in my pocket.
What?
I said, what are you doing? He says, I need some change. I said, why didn't you ask me? He says, I don't talk to strangers.
There you go. Got you.
Rim shot.
Our listeners are inappropriate. Yeah.
I like that.
So there's this older guy standing outside.
Oh, here we go.
There's this older guy standing outside with the new hearing aid. You probably saw him. He's older than me. He's got this hearing aid. He says, Jerry, this is the finest hearing aid money can buy. I said, yeah, what kind is it? He said, 4 o'clock.
And also,
and we laughed all night to the best joke ever.
Oh, man.
Can we hear more jokes like this on your podcast? Because you do have a podcast.
Yes.
You're a fellow radio veteran.
Yeah, I have Google Jerry Springer podcast. And
Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery.
I just found out how to get podcasts on my phone this weekend. Yeah. I didn't know how to do that.
Are you serious?
Somebody showed me. I didn't know.
Yeah. Do listen. It's once a week. Every Tuesday after taping my TV shows in Stamford, Connecticut, I fly to Cincinnati, and right across the Ohio River is Ludlow, Kentucky, and there's a coffee shop there. It's called the Ludlow Folk School Music Parlor. Mm. It's a coffee shop where people come in with their banjos, their fiddles, and their guitars, and they play music.
So Covington, Kentucky has gotten a lot cooler.
Ludlow,
Kentucky. From where I grew up, there was nothing right there.
It is so cool. It's a coffee shop there, and my best friend and I, Gene Galvin, we do a podcast there once a week on Tuesday night, and it's a half-hour podcast. It's 10 minutes of comedy, 10 minutes of me doing a political rant, and then 10 minutes of the music.
And I just found
it. And the music is bluegrass and folk music.
Very cool.
It's a fun thing to do, and it's a live audience, and I do that every Tuesday night.
Wow. Yeah. You might be the hardest working man in show.
Right?
I'm still looking for a job.
Jerry Springer, when you visit us next year, because you're going to come back next year.
I hope so.
Who's going to be the president then? Who do you think is our next president?
Well, right now I'd say Hillary, but, you know, obviously any day something happens and the world changes, you know, but if it were held today, the demographics of the country have changed. I realize I'm in Texas and this is Cruz country and all that. But the truth is the demographics of the country have changed. And I think Cruz may very well win the Iowa caucus. He could even have a shot in New Hampshire. And then that first Tuesday, the next Tuesday or March 1st, I think it is, the Southern primaries, he'll do really well.
Right.
But once you get outside the South, once you go to the northern big industrial states and the West Coast, then there'll be a civil war within the Republican Party because Cruz couldn't win a national election. He's too conservative for the rest of the country. And so I think in the end, the demographics of America have changed. The country votes for Democratic presidents. And I don't think that's going to change in the foreseeable future, barring an event.
Right. We'll play this clip next year and see if you were correct. But we do want to know, who will win the national championship on Monday?
I think in the end it'll be Alabama.
All right, roll tide.
Roll tide.
Good answer. Good answer.
South Carolina girl.
Yeah.
I gotta go with Clemson. I have to. I'm from South Carolina. Okay.
Well, you can root for them, but the question is,
a betting woman would go for Bama. No. Yeah.
Who is going to win American Idol?
Do you watch that?
Alabama.
Because you helped Texas win a national championship back in 2005.
I did. I heard about that.
You did? Okay, this is Mack Brown, who was the coach at Texas when they beat USC in 2005, talking about the national championship.
So I sat in my room trying to figure out what to say. It was so crazy in our hotel because all the Texas fans were crazy. So I sat in my room for a couple hours now. I watched three 30-minute shows of Jerry Springer. I'd never seen that before. And I'm sitting there watching it, and I thought, I just don't know what to say. So I go in, and I'm the whole team's sitting there. I told the kids, number one, thank you. Thank you for getting us here. This is fun. I said, secondly, How many of you have ever seen the show Jerry Springer? You know, they all threw their arms up. And I said, you know, I just watched it through for an hour and a half. And I said, I'm going to tell you something that's going to change your life. And it's going to help us win this football game if you'll just listen. Well, I had them. Boy, they're, oh, this is great, Coach. And I said, if your girlfriend or your wife ever ask you to go on Jerry Springer, man, don't go. It's not good now. It is not good. And they died laughing. And I said, that's right. Let's have some fun.
And they won the national championship of you.
That's it.
That's how you do it.
I want a piece of the trophy.
Yeah, I
do. That's a great story. When I heard that, I said, oh, that's great.
Jerry Springer will be hanging out with Big Al Mac tonight doing this.
Love me tender, love me true, never let me go. No, my darling, I love you. And I'll always will.
We like your hair.
When does this end?
Seth loves your hair.
We love your hair.
Your hair.
In the middle of your song.
I love your hair. What's that?
Oh, Alex is so excited for tonight.
I get excited about this every year.
It is a fun thing.
And it's a fun thing. And Jerry, I would tell you this, Kelly. Jerry takes a picture with everyone that asks. He's the nicest guest I've ever had in my bar none.
Are you doing like other Elvis stuff? Like you serving some of Elvis's favorites? Are you going to wear blue suede shoes? Are you doing anything fun like that?
I thought that might take a little bit of the specialness off of Mr. Jerry.
Yeah.
I want
yeah.
him
you
to
want to
be
go to Elvis.
Yeah.
I know. But the funny thing is when I'm up there singing and I'm looking out at the crowd, and this is the truth, people are just they're looking up there like, what am I watching?
Why am I here?
The puzzled expression on their faces is just fantastic. It's just, what? I mean, it's not anger. It's not, gee, that's good. It's just,
it's bewilderment.
What is going on here?
It's, this doesn't fit.
Yeah. But when he walks in, they're like, Jerry. And then they see him singing Elvis, like, huh.
What?
Just the reaction you want, right, Jerry?
Yeah.
Always keep them guessing, Jerry.
Stunned.
But thank you again.
Stunned.
Thank you again, Jerry. I appreciate you,
guys
you coming down. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry Springer. We'll hear how it all goes down tomorrow morning with Big Al Mag.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.